Chapter 1. What does backpacking mean? What does it involve? Backpacking is a broad term. The only requisite to being a backpacker is traveling with everything you need in a backpack. It is most commonly associated with multi-day hiking trips in the wilderness, backcountry backpacking. But it's also a form of budget travel, usually in foreign countries. For an experienced backpacker, it's perfectly possible to travel overseas for a month on $1,000 or even less, seeing the same sights as other tourists who pay a travel agency 10 times that amount. Sure, backpackers sacrifice a little comfort, but it is well worth it. The cheaper you travel, the longer you can travel. Many people explore entire continents or go all the way around the world in one trip, lasting months or even years. Essentially, backpacking means freedom. With everything you own on your back, you can go anywhere you want at a moment's notice. You can travel as fast or slow as you want, going to places undiscovered by the tourist industry. You can design your own trip, seeing what you want to see, and change your itinerary if you change your mind. You are not subject to a tour schedule, nor confined to a large tour group. You are the boss, the guide, and the travel agent all at once. Backpacking is about immersing yourself in the culture of a strange country with different people speaking a different language and learning to fit in and survive. It is the ultimate lesson in adaptation and flexibility. It's not always a smooth, easy ride, but it is always a challenge and always educational. The difficult experiences only serve to accentuate the good experiences. People often return home more open-minded and self-confident from the challenges they've overcome and the fun they've had, eager to go on their next trip. Backpacking tips, some background on backpacking. Taking an interest in backpacking is something many people do. Backpacking can be an adventure. It can be a fun weekend hobby, the way you spend your vacations, or part of your lifestyle. However you approach backpacking, it is a great way to get some exercise and experience the great outdoors. Backpacking is challenging and adventurous. It appeals to young and old, male and female. It is something anyone can do because there are countless options on how and where to do it. Backpacking is a great way to get exercise and have some fun at the same time. Backpacking is the combination of hiking and camping. Backpacking trips involve hiking through wilderness areas and camping overnight. There is a community in backpacking. Everyone works together to preserve the wilderness that they love. There are certain accepted and unaccepted behaviors in backpacking. Backpackers try not to disturb or damage the area they travel in. They clean up all their traces of their camp and never litter or take anything along their travels. A backpacking trip can last one night or multiple nights. The longer the trip, the more that must be packed and carried, so planning both packing and the trip is essential. Since the backpack is carried around by the backpacker, and it should carry almost all supplies, it should be as lightweight as possible, yet large enough to accommodate everything that is needed. Some areas that are very popular backpacking destinations will have campsites set up. They may simply have a fire ring and posted maps, or they can have cabins. Other areas have nothing at all, and backpackers set up their camp wherever they find a good spot. Backpacking requires a person to keep safety in mind. There are many hazards in backpacking, and a person who does not think about being safe is sure to fall prey. The backpack itself can pose problems. If a person does not learn how to fit it and pack it properly, the physical activity can be strenuous, and a person must be conditioned to handle walk through uneven and rough terrain. First aid and general wilderness safety is another thing a backpacker must know. It is easy to get lost and hurt in the wilderness, so every backpacker must have a good handle on staying safe. There are large numbers of backpackers. They explore, love, and walk through the wilderness, with the common goal of a good backpacking experience. Armed with a little information, a person can easily get started in backpacking. Chapter 2: The Benefits of Backpacking. Have you heard of travel junkies traveling with their rucksacks, finding cheap options to travel around to different places? Backpackers are bona fide light travelers who travel to remote locations on a budget. They skip the convenience of travel agencies who offer scheduled tours complete with tour guides and detailed itineraries. Backpacking requires a lot of research. Backpackers do not depend on package tours from travel agents because they make their own itineraries. They look out for cheap but suitable hostels. They also research a lot about the local food fare and where to find them. Make a list of tourist spots to see and find a way to navigate from one point to another. Most importantly, it is advisable to calculate your budget for the trip in advance. Most of the backpackers seek inspiration and ideas from travel websites and travel blogs. They often pattern their itineraries with another traveler's journey, or they make their own route. Some people even wonder why some travelers love backpacking instead of the conventional package tours that are usually more convenient. The answer is that backpacking has numerous benefits, including the following. Number 1. Acquiring new wisdom. One important thing about this humble way of traveling is that you get to learn something new along the way. You can also learn a lot about people, culture, and ideas from your first-hand experiences. It is also a good opportunity to learn something new about yourself. Number 2. The sights. The sights are the main reason why tourists visit a place, and backpackers often see tourist spots in a different light. It is quite different with your package tours, where you are brought to a certain place and only allowed to visit certain sights with limited amount of time. Number 3. Your personal time to reflect. Backpackers enjoy their personal time, and they happen to experience that during their travel time, those long hours of bus rides, going to a tourist spot, or their idle time on the hostel. Those are great times to marvel on the beauty of the scenery, or even have enough time for personal reflection. Number 4. Get to know the person traveling with you. Traveling strengthens bonds and relationships between companions, and a backpacker's itinerary often entails a lot of teamwork and rapport. Problems and troubles will most likely arise along the journey, and your response and attitude towards the situation will eventually surface. Based on such situations, you will learn something about one another and will also ascertain your compatibility with each other. Number 5. Meeting new people. Backpacking creates opportunities to meet other travelers and locals alike. It is a good way to socialize and share travel stories, and find new friends and future travel buddies. Number 6. The weather. Weather is a good conversation starter, and every place has different weather conditions. It's something backpackers should consider since the weight of their backpacks depends on the weather condition of their destination. Number 7. The food. Food is also a form of experience. Your food palate shouldn't be limited to the food you are used to eating back home. Foods teach us a lot about a place's culture and also broaden one's culinary knowledge. Number 8. The workout. Backpackers are no stranger to the strenuous amount of footwork experienced when traveling. The added weight of the backpack also gives an extra level of difficulty, which makes it seem like you are also working out. Number 9. Packing on confidence. Backpacking is also a major confidence booster. Solo backpackers find traveling alone as a life-altering experience because it helps them realize that they're capable of becoming independent. Independence is very empowering. It gives people a more renewed perspective in life. Chapter 3. Best backpacking destinations in the world. While every destination in the world can be a great backpacking destination, there are some destinations which truly stand out. If you are looking for an amazing backpacking experience, here are 10 backpacking destinations to help you get started. Number 1, Brazil. Cheap, beautiful, and with amazing beaches. That summarizes Brazil for you. If you are looking for a beach holiday, consider a backpacking trip to Brazil. While the place comes alive during the carnival season, it is best explored during the lean season. When the carnival is not on, there are much less people on the street. The hotels are much less expensive, and you have much more time to seep in the energy of the place. However, while traveling in Brazil, make sure you take special care of your belongings. The destination is notorious for petty crimes like pickpocketing. Number 2. Ladakh, India. If you are more of a mountain person and want to experience some really thrilling treks, head to Ladakh in India. Trekking in Ladakh is a memorable experience, with high mountain peaks to climb, trekking on frozen rivers, and much more. But trekking isn't the only highlight of a Ladakh trip. While here, consider taking a mountain biking tour on Kardung La Pass, or rover rafting in River Zanskar, too. Number 3. Luxor, Egypt. How about a trip to a mystical land which has several folklores, stories, and theories associated with it? Egypt may be going through an emotional turmoil right now, but it takes nothing away from the beauty of Luxor, the land of mystical journeys. You can pack your backpack and just explore the terrain of Luxor. You are sure to make some discoveries along the way, and pleasant ones at that. Number 4. Bolivia. Wildlife safaris always make for an adventurous experience, and you don't need much of an amazing wildlife safari apart from a good destination, of course. One of the best destinations for a wildlife safari is Bolivia, a part of the Amazon basin. The destination is a treasure trove of varied flora and fauna. A trip to Bolivia costs much less than it does to other popular adventure destinations out there, such as New Zealand, and there are plenty of opportunities for memorable adventure activities here. Number 5. Italy. The land of great artists. That's what Italy is, and you can see their mark almost everywhere you go in Italy. There are grand churches to explore, intricate masterpieces to admire, and much more. The best part about Italy, apart from its art and architecture, is its budget-friendly choices. You can always find good budget hotels here, and good pizzas don't cost much here. In fact, you don't need to spend too much to get good food in Italy. Number 6. Barcelona, Spain. Barcelona in Spain is probably one of the most romantic destinations in the world. The French would disagree there, but Barcelona has an old-world charm about it. Spanish music plays on the streets. There are some really old buildings to explore here, and cultural and traditional heritage of Spain to enjoy. And unlike other similar cultural destinations around the world, Barcelona doesn't make a fuss about it. Number 7. Aegina, Greece. Traveling isn't always about visiting places, exploring traditions, and making discoveries. It's also about putting your feet up once in a while and enjoying the surroundings around you. For a laid-back backpacking experience, head to Aegina in Greece. Even during the peak season, you won't find many people here, so you can be rest assured of a private holiday experience here. And for times when you need a little more fun, Santorin Island is just close by. Number 8. Lamu, Kenya. Most so-called remote destinations around the world are nothing but marketing gimmicks, with hungry tour operators trying to milk every destination possible. There is hardly a remote destination left out there. That's what makes Lamu special. Nothing can get more remote than Lamu. With a handful of population, it is island located close to Kenya. It prides itself as one of the oldest settlements in the world, and it seems to be stuck in time. Donkeys are the mode of transport here, and you won't find much activity here, even on a busy day. It is just perfect for those who like lone beaches, for there are plenty here. Number 9. Reykjavik, Iceland. Ibiza may be the mother of all party destinations, but if you are looking for someplace cheap and fun, head to Reykjavik in Iceland. Currently, it is one of the hottest party destinations out there. The cold climes, significant budget-friendly clubs, and eye candy make it just perfect for party lovers. Chapter 4. Tips for backpackers when they are traveling around the world. Backpacking around the world is one of the best and cheapest ways to see the world. This is because backpackers will stay in hostels and they tend to use the cheapest modes of transportation. Backpackers can be away from home for over a year because they want to see everything whilst they have the chance. If you are thinking about going backpacking, you still have to plan your trip out. Even if it is one of the most laid-back ways to see the world, you can't just wing it and expect everything to go smoothly. Therefore, if you're going backpacking soon, then you should be planning now. If you read ahead, you can find some tips for booking your travel and getting the paperwork that you need before you travel. Number 1. Packing. It is important to pack lightly and plan to take a smaller backpack inside the main one. The smaller backpack will be for the main sight, seeing in the daytime, and the larger backpack will be for when you are traveling from place to place. But it will stay in the hotel or hostel when you get there. You should be packing light because you are going to be carrying the bag for a lot of the time. If it is too heavy, then it will hurt your back, and you won't want to carry it at all. Take around 2 weeks' worth of clothes and then wash them. Don't take enough clothes for the duration of the trip. Number 2. Booking. Although there is an element of make plans when you get there because you might make friends along the way and want to travel with them, you should try and have some things booked before you go. You should definitely have your main flights booked and your first and last hotel or hostel. Anything in between can be sorted when you get there and have a better idea of your plans. It is suggested that you find an internet cafe and book your travel and accommodation prior to leaving the place you are in. This is just to make sure that you are safe and have somewhere to stay. You don't want to travel and then have nowhere to stay in a country that you have never been before. Number 3. Food. You can plan to have a meal or two out when you are traveling, but choose cheap places. Don't be spending your whole budget on your first meal, even though it is tempting to celebrate. It is better if you eat cheaply and utilize the kitchens and hostels and the supermarkets nearby. You can make packed lunches for you when you are out, and then if you have money left over during the last few weeks, then you can treat yourself and have a meal with your friends. Number 4. Paperwork. You need to know what paperwork you need if you plan to enter certain countries. For example, in the USA, you will need to pay for an ESTA, E-S-T-A, to get into the country, and in Vietnam, you will need to get a visa with a letter of approval. Or if you are in a rush, you can get a visa on arrival. If you do not get the correct paperwork before you travel, you will not be allowed into the country, and you will have wasted your time and money. A lot of people think that just because they are backpacking, the authorities will let them off. But that is not the case. Everyone has to abide by the same rules. Chapter 5. Tips on Backpacking for Beginners. Backpacking is a low-cost travel and a fun way to enjoy the beauty of the world. It is traveling with simplicity, taking all unnecessary off your travel and enjoying the things that really matters: experience and adventure. When backpacking, take note that you should make your carrying equipment as light as possible.